Cryptocurrencies, more than just a trend. Introduction. While until 2017 cryptocurrency was something mostly known to insiders, things changed when a cryptocurrency called Bitcoin conquered the media, creating an investor fervor for cryptocurrencies in general. This fervor allowed Bitcoin to reach a trading price of almost $20,000 in December 2017. But as spectacular as its rise was, so was its fall. In less than a year, the trading price reached a low of $3,000, and while Bitcoin made many people very rich, it also contributed to people losing lots of money. Ever since then, cryptocurrencies based on the blockchain technology, which emerged in its basics in 2008, have not only been on the radar of people who value their privacy, for miscellaneous reasons as it will be shown later, but also on that of a greater public audience. That the market itself isn't as simple as one might think becomes apparent when turning to the vast amount of currencies in existence. Today there are more than 5,000 cryptocurrencies in existence, and over 20,000 different types of markets, Bitcoin 2020. The great potential of cryptocurrencies has also been realized by larger companies as well. Facebook, for example, has been and still is developing their own currency named Libra. As Mark Zuckerberg himself stated in a hearing before the U.S. House of Representatives in October 2019, there are more than a billion people around the world who don't have access to a bank account, but could through mobile phones if the right system existed. Zuckerberg Hearing, 2019. That the creation of money by non-state entities isn't viewed upon without skepticism, though, becomes apparent in the circumstances under which Zuckerberg had to defend his project, in a hearing before the U.S. House of Representatives. Looking at why there is skepticism towards cryptocurrencies, how this interrelates with crimes, and providing a general overview of cryptocurrencies will be the topic of today's article.